Morning Columbia Grove. I invite you to stand. Sing the doxology for us. Give me a second. These earbuds suck. So you guys probably watched that music video, huh? Probably. If you walk through the place, there was a little music video, and that's what this song is today. I wrote a song called Calm in the Storm, and we all have storms inside of us. Whether it's physical storms or mental storms, for me, it's a bit of both. You see, my life isn't perfect. I've dealt with mental illness. I've dealt with emotional distress. But God has been the calm in my storm since I was 20. I felt his hand reach out and touch me, and it saved me. When I was suicidal, he saved my mental state. So I might have had a red scar around my neck, but God told me I am not done with you yet. And that is what this song is about. It's about filling that hole in your heart with Jesus. So I hope you guys enjoy this song. When I feel alone through the darkness, and I have no place to hide, you'll be with me in the shadows. I know that I'll be fine because I am redeemed by the Creator. No matter of what I've done, when I feel lost and afraid, I'm safe through the sun. You are the calm in the storm. My body aches for you, oh Lord. I wanna get on the right track. Help me get my life back. I pray for help, for a healing hand to hold me when others can't. So when I feel depressed or exposed, I know you'll help me when there is no hope. When I constantly remind myself I'm not alone, I heard your presence and I feel less vulnerable. So many years sober and now I'm clean. The way I was into who I was to be. You are the calm in the storm. My body aches for you, oh Lord. I wanna get on the right track. Help me get my life back. I pray for help, for a healing hand to hold me when others can't. So when I feel depressed or exposed, I know you help me when there is no hope. If you can move mountains, you can save lives. I pray to you that you save mine. I've lied and cheated, I've started fights, I've stolen yous, and somehow I can see a lie. If you can move mountains and you can save lives, I pray to you that you save mine. I've lied and cheated, I've started fights, I've stolen yous, and somehow I can see a lie. If you can move mountains and you can save lives, pray to you that you save mine. I've lied and cheated, I've started fights, I've stolen yous, and somehow I can see a light. You are the calm in the storm. My body aches for you, oh Lord. Help me get my life back. I pray for help, for a healing hand to hold me when others can't. So when I feel depressed or exposed, I know you help me when there is no hope.
So please have a seat. My name is Andrew. I am the senior pastor here, and that is why we do internships. So Ian is actually concluding his internship. He's been a worship intern with us now for a year. And this is also a day for us of sending, because Ian is actually getting ready tomorrow to move to Oklahoma, where he's rejoining his family, and well, he will be applying for some worship leader positions at churches there. So it's really fun to have a chance to invest in him. And even what you just heard if you didn't pick up on this, it was an original song of Ian's. And between that and the music video that you saw, maybe as you were coming in, you could kind of think of that as kind of his final assignment. So it's just fun to watch. It's just fun to watch somebody grow. And he's an incredibly talented young man. So what we're going to be doing is we want to send him off. It's also a day of send-off for our Alaska team. So I'd like to invite Larry and Susan and Carla. They're getting ready to head up tomorrow to one of our partner ministries in Shaktulik, Alaska. So they are going to have quite the adventure over the next few days. So if you would like to be a part of praying for Ian as he gets ready to head out, and praying for our Alaska team, why don't you just come up and join me on the platform, and let's lift them up in prayer. As we're coming forward, you get to hold this. This is Ian's. Oh, sorry, as I bash him in the head, a certificate of internship completion. So it's kind of like a little, I don't know what that is exactly, but it's pretty cool. It's like a college internship. There we go. Well, let's. Let's pray. So I'll start off, and if others want to join in, let's just do that. Lord, thank you. Thank you for people who step forward to serve. Thank you for Ian and his willingness to take on an internship and to grow and be pushed and stretch and try new things. And Lord, we are so grateful for him, and we pray your blessing on him. And Lord, we also pray your blessing on our Alaska team as they go to grow and be stretched and experience new things as they encounter some of our brothers and sisters in Christ in Alaska, in the village of Shaktulik. So Lord, would you just go before them, give them safety, but Lord, just meet them in those places, in Oklahoma, in Shaktulik, and in everywhere you send us. So Lord, as we lift up these prayers for them, just thank you that you hear each prayer.
God can protect all you guys with a hedge of protection around you. Just keep you safe.
Lord, it has been such a blessing for us to have Ian stay with us the last 6 weeks. Lord, I pray that you go with him. May your Holy Spirit continue to fill him as he moves on to other pastures.
Lord, I want to just say thank you for their willingness to serve. Thank you for the time that Ian's been able to learn how to do that. And I just pray that going forward, he will expand that knowledge and do wonderful things in your name. And thank you for Susan and Larry and Carla. And I ask that you just bless them while they're there. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, send these amazing folks off with your blessing. Oh, you can say something, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for everyone that has been part of this church. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to... This is very hard. Thank you so much for everyone that's supported me and helped me through this process, and even just helped me as a friend. Thank you to my family. Thank you to Andrew. Thank you to everyone who's helped me. And I also pray for Larry and Susan as they go off into their adventure, that everything will be godly and they'd feel the Holy Spirit throughout the entire trip and inspire them.
And all God's people said?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give these folks a hand. And there's a basket out in the foyer for cards for Ian. So please drop something off there. Just let him know that you're praying for him and rooting for him and thinking about him as they go. But it is not just a day of sending for Ian and for Larry and Susan and Carla, though it is. This is a day of sending ultimately for all of us. Because, see, we know that Jesus is the hope of the world. Amen? That Jesus sets people free. That Jesus breaks chains of bondage and addiction. That Jesus gives people a brand new identity in Christ. Who's experienced that? That Jesus is the source of forgiveness and hope and strength and peace. Who's experienced that? Jesus is the light of the world. And Jesus has called us to share his light with the world. In fact, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, he said this. So let your light, and if we really think about that, it's ultimately his light being reflected through our lives. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And that's why I'm so excited that you're here today on Serve Sunday, because it is all about us letting that light shine. So in a few moments, we're going to have, we'll be dismissing you, actually, to a variety of work projects, service projects around the valley. So it's a great day. It's a great day to be here. I should point out that, if you can't go to one of those projects, it's okay. But the reason why we're having a super, super short worship service is so that the time that you would otherwise spend in a worship service, you could spend 15 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe a little bit more, whatever you're able, at a ministry like Powerhouse, which is just down the street, or Grace House, which is just a little bit further down the street, or be with our crew that's going to be over at Wenatchee Cemetery, and just taking an important location in our community and making it even more beautiful. Every time we let our light shine, we point people to God. And so I would encourage you, as you're serving in those locations, to, well, rub shoulders with others who are serving, get to know some of the friends around you. But also, if there may be opportunities in those serving places to have a conversation with someone. Why are you doing this? Well, we're doing this because, you know, we're Christians, and we believe that Jesus is the light of the world. We know that God served us, and so we want to serve others. But it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to share your faith. And I invite you to take out your communion packets. And if you're joining us online, you can find some bread, find some juice. Jesus set the example of service, where on the night when he was betrayed, as he was anticipating his sacrificial death, he said to his disciples, after he took bread and broke it, he said to them, "Take and eat. This is my..." Need to turn, there we go. "This is my body, and it is given for you." We serve a Savior who gives. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, remembering me." We serve a Savior who gave his blood for us. This is Christ's blood shed for you. I'm going to lead us in a short prayer. And then what I'd invite you to do for the next just few moments is to serve each other. And as the people around you eat the bread, drink the little cup of juice, is speak these words to them. "This is Christ's body given for you. This is Christ's blood shed for you." Look somebody in the eye and remind them of what Jesus did for them. So Lord, thank you that you are the light of the world, that you are the ones who you are the one who has changed our lives. Thank you even for the testimony of changed lives that we got to hear in Ian's song this morning. Lord, may your light shine through us. Lord, help us to be examples of service to the world around us. Thank you that you served us first. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Serve one another in Jesus' name.
God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and
let's sing it one more time.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Invite us to stand. We're going to close our service by saying the Lord's Prayer out loud together. Let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So now, you don't even have a seat yet. I'd like to invite our team leaders to quickly get behind the tables. We have three serve stations around the valley. One is with Grace House. It's a women's shelter down kind of by the mall. The second one is with Powerhouse. That's also kind of in the, it's just off of like 8th Street. 8th Street and the highway. There's also the Wenatchee Cemetery. So what I invite you to do, challenge you to do, is pick a team. So head to the tables in the back. You'll see Jerry, he's the cemetery team leader. You'll see Keith, he's the Powerhouse team leader. You'll see Michelle, she's the Grace House leader. Each one of them believes their team is the best, which is fantastic because they'll bribe you. So go back there, pick up instructions, pick up a map, get some work gloves, and spend whatever time you can in one of those places letting your light shine, even if it is only for a few moments. Even if you can only give it 5 minutes, I'd encourage you to check out one of those places and let's serve together. So Lord, as we go from this place, may we honor you. May your light shine through us. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.